While my presentation is loading, my name is Juana Vasiliu. I am an epidemiologist from Virginia. I work in the Virginia Department of Health in a data unit that provides data support for both our HIV and our STD programs. We're integrated, so I get to work with both the HIV and the STD data, and I have lots of fun with it. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about one way we use GIS in Virginia to inform program policy. And to give you a brief description of the problem we had, in May of 2009, we got a call alert from CDC, and they basically told us that our AIDS-reported diagnosis had dropped in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk, and Newport News MSA area, which is a metropolitan statistical area that's funded through the Part A Ryan White funding. And so we went back and did a little bit of back and forth, and we finally identified the problem. We were missing data, a lot of data, in a county field in EHARS, and that was due to a bunch of series of events that happened and linked to the unique Virginia geography. So basically what our data entry folks were doing, whenever we had an independent city listed, they were not putting in the data for the county, because in Virginia, we have counties and independent cities to make it more fun. So we were missing basically wherever an independent city was the city of diagnosis for an HIV case, the county data was not entered because we didn't think it was necessary. Unfortunately, the FIPS code for the county was missing for a bunch of data in EHARS. And that also, you know, what also enhanced the confusion was the fact that this problem was not picked up by our internal SAS code, which was working with old HARS conversion data set and was pulling things just fine, because we were making a combined variable from city and county like we used to with the old HARS system. So long story short, we fixed the data and resubmitted it, and all things were fine. But that actually prompted us to take a closer look at the area, and we realized that, in fact, the number of AIDS reported cases have dropped throughout the years, and we were kind of wondering why. And you know, you may be wondering why would that be concerning? That has to be right. That has to be a good thing, because we're, you know, that means that people are healthy. And we hope that's the case. And while we're certainly not rooting for definitely increased disease in our population, and I cannot emphasize that enough, AIDS cases, we feel that may be underreported in this region based on our previous history of reporting. And also, HIV disease may be underdiagnosed. And so since Part A federal funding depends on both the number of AIDS diagnoses and the number of people living with HIV/AIDS in the area, we just didn't want to find ourselves in the future in a position where we had reduced funding to support a real higher caseload. And even if this decrease is true, and even if these people are healthier and stay healthier for longer, which we hope, we really hope is the case, we still want to maintain the level of current funding, because it you know, the services that are being provided in the area with this money are very, very important to maintain a good quality of life for the HIV positive community. And so we thought, well, we need to find more cases, right? But how? And I just entirely had too much fun with animation here. And we thought, well, maybe GIS can help us, because we don't have a lot of resources and we want to focus them where they're most needed. So one of our objectives was to identify areas with higher rates of HIV disease diagnoses in the eastern region within the last couple of years. Then we also wanted to provide the local health department staff with a mapping tool that they could use to actually target the neighborhoods in areas where they could get to diagnose more cases, and also to suggest some kind of programmatic action. I'm going to go very fast through this because it's probably been covered before, all or in part. But we first wondered what level of geography we should use for the GIS to be able to use in the field, and we decided that census tract would be the best unit, because while it provides a level of detail that's fine enough to provide valuable information, it also protects patient confidentiality Even though these data are given to local health department staff, we're kind of nervous, we're not giving out point level maps to 35 health districts because it's very hard to control information once it's gotten out. So we decided that rates at the census tract level would be the best way to go. And we went through the normal steps. We geocoded the data, and we did exclude the cases where the geocoding process did not work. So, for instance, if a case geocoded to the zip code level, centroid, we only used that case case's information if the zip code, the respective zip code, had 80% or more of the people living in one census tract. Otherwise, they're excluded because census tracts may be artificially inflated in numbers if they geocode to the centroid of the zip code. And we did a spatial merge, which provided us with a count of cases at the census tract level and came up with a rate. And so this is the picture of the rates of HIV disease that we calculated in the area of interest. And as you can see, we basically have two areas that have the highest levels of HIV diagnosis within the past 2 years. The rates are aggregated, and this is a highly urban area, so the denominators are kind of high. So again, this was another way for us to protect the patient confidentiality. And then we thought, well, we know from previous work that we've done that the poverty levels in this area are also high, and we're going to add this information into the mapping tool that we are going to provide to the DIS to help them further target their efforts. And again, the two areas that we saw, the HIV rates being high and also seem to be very poor. Also, based on previous work done by Carrie Dolan and Chris Delcher back in 2007 that was published in 2008, we unfortunately know that in Virginia, gonorrhea is almost 11 times more likely to be diagnosed in a poor census tract versus a more affluent census tract. So it just comes to mind that, well, in these census tracts that are poor and have high HIV rates, there may be a lot of gonorrhea, and there is a lot of it. And again, these two areas that you've seen before have probably the highest rates of gonorrhea that comparable to the highest rates we see elsewhere in the state. So overlapping the two, the gonorrhea rates and the HIV disease rates that are the highest level in our classification, we came up with an area that where they kind of both kind of match. And it's pretty amazing that, at least it was to me, I was kind of surprised by this, although I probably shouldn't have been. But it seems like where the HIV rates are the highest, we also have very, very high gonorrhea rates. And they're almost identical, if you can see. And so we thought that this was really good information to give to our folks in the field. And so the next step for us would be to suggest some kind of programmatic action. Well, the targeted gonorrhea screening program that we knew about that was is going to happen within the next few months is going to target areas with increased rates of gonorrhea in the eastern, central, and northern regions, the age groups and characteristics you see there. And it's going to basically involve a lot of field efforts and targeted testing and partner counseling and case interviews, but using existing resources that are very low, and also they wanted to get a high positivity rate of the tests that they were going to do. So identify as many cases as possible with the limited amount of resources. And so what we suggested to them, well, when you go out in the neighborhoods that have a high gonorrhea rate and organize an event of some sort, or a testing event, or go out and identify partners, then take an ORCQ with you as well and screen for HIV in that area, because it's very high. So you may also get some HIV cases into care, which is a good thing. And how they're going to target their efforts, we're going to provide them with an interactive mapping tool. All that you've seen and more data that shows up on a map is going to be provided at the statewide level at the census tract. We're going to pretty much put in there everything. We're going to put chlamydia and gonorrhea rates, HIV rates, and syphilis case counts, just because the syphilis case counts are too low to calculate rates, even if you aggregate them for so many years. We're going to put additional information in there. You're going to be able to click on and off layers, zoom in and zoom out of your jurisdiction, look at other jurisdictions, not just the district you're in, to see what kind of picture do they see. Because that's important, too. It's not just your jurisdiction. What's happening around you can also influence what you're seeing in your area. And we're hoping to update this yearly and keep this as an ongoing effort to help them target their field activities. And so what other kinds of data are we're planning to include? Well, we're open to suggestions at this point, but we thought that one good place to start was to add places of worship, because they're very good partners in the community for planning events and for actually reaching the community that you're trying to work with. So there's going to be a layer of places of worship in this application that they're going to receive. And that'll also include, I can't show it here, but an identify tool that they'll be able to use, which will give them the exact name of the place if they click on it. And that'll make it easier for them to find partners to work with. In terms of other kinds of uses for GIS, not with this specific project, but just in general, say that if we had the resources, we may be planning a bus advertisement campaign. And although I don't have this, I plan to have this kind of data layer showing the transit system routes within the next couple of months. If we overlay this kind of information on top of our area of interest, it'd be very easy for us to identify what kind of bus route to pick to better get the message out there for people to see. Also, if you're trying to put a billboard up like this, this fake one that is kind of trying to raise awareness of on HIV and get the message out there that people need to get tested, GIS would be a wonderful tool to use as well, because it can get you to focus to the area where advertisement is most needed and would be most effective. I forgot about that. And that's it for me, and that is the last fun I've had with the animation there. Hope it's useful to you. Thank you.